Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. You probably hear a little bit of breeze in the background and that's not coming from inside, it is outside. I'm out at the moment having a little bit of a walk, stretching my legs, late afternoon, well it's actually early evening right now. I've had a big day of productive work and I could just see my focus, my concentration just slipping a little bit. So what I wanted to do was probably do another 3 hours or so work tonight. And what I want to do is make sure that I'm refreshed, energized, getting more done. So and that is what I'm doing right now, just to freshen things up. So that's pretty cool. So today I'm thinking about my lifetime. And so I'm 54 years of age. And I don't know why I'm just thinking about it now. But what I'm reflecting on is how much change there has been in our lifestyles just over my lifetime. So when I was born, it was in an era when dad was not allowed to work. Mum was not allowed to work. And what I mean by that is mum and dad, apparently, this is a story from mum. Mum and dad were not allowed to get married if mum had to work. So she had a job working in a bank, but she had to leave the job. Dad had to be the sole provider. And that was the only reason, only way that they could get married. And like, if you think about that in today's society, like today, certainly in the Australian culture, I would say that that is very bizarre thinking. But you know, and that's just happened in my lifetime. So 50 odd years ago, where that was the family rules. Now, my family is not deeply religious or anything like that. It was just that was what was accepted at the time. And if you think about the things like the housing, right? The housing at the time was much smaller. Mum and dad, I mean, they were bigger homes, really. It was they were much smaller homes. I grew up in a 10 square house. There was one bathroom. There was an external toilet. The toilet wasn't in the bathroom in those days, generally speaking. There's one toilet. Mum and dad didn't have a walk-in robe in their bedroom. They didn't have an ensuite in their bedroom. There was a separate lounge room. There was a kitchen, an eating area, and three bedrooms. That's all we had, and a separate laundry. That was it. So a pretty small house. But you know, if that's what you're born up in, with, you don't really recognize that you need anything else. You made it work. We had a nice sort of backyard and plenty of space, and I spent most of my time riding my bike around and doing things like that. But then think about what have happened to houses now. When I built my current house, my house is about 42 squares. I don't know what that is in square feet, if you liken that into US terms, but like, it's a big house. It's a four bedroom house plus like 1, 2, 3, 4 different entertaining areas and stuff. It's very big. And now it came with a theatre room. Now, when I built the house, my whole aim was to build my house around my studio, which is about 100 square metres, which that was the prime focus for me, to just build the house around it. And because that space was so big, I figured, well, it doesn't make sense to just have a small house attached, so I might as well build double story, make it decent. And at the time I was building, I thought, well, if I do meet a partner at some point, I've got two kids for just over half the week, chances are if I meet somebody around my age, they're going to have kids too, and so we would need a bigger space to make all the kids feel at home, have their own bedrooms, etc., etc. And so at the time when I built it, so that was coming up to 9 years ago, I think. All the houses had theatre rooms, and it's standard now that the master bedroom is quite huge. It's standard as walk-in robes and big ensuite. I've got a double shower, huge bath, double vanities, all that kind of stuff. Very nicely appointed, and that was the standard that came with the house. And yeah, I mentioned about a theatre room. Now, that, even in, I suppose the last 10 years, that's changing. A lot of people aren't putting in theatre rooms in their home anymore because just the busyness of life. People aren't taking that time out to say, all right, let's sit down in a separate room with the, you know, the big reclining chairs and the pop-down screen or whatever, and watching a movie. People are getting the big TVs, they're putting them in their standard room, and they're maybe sitting in the family room watching those things and doing other things around them. And look, I find it very challenging to just sit down and watch a movie. I love my movies, but I'm normally doing something else in the background as well. And so that's only changed in this period of time. And so then all of this is relating to, you know, how our lifestyles have changed, and we're becoming more and more inactive and becoming more and more unhealthy. And so I then look at when I was a kid, mum and dad used to plant their own veggies. Now, we had a big space to plant veggie gardens, and I used to get in there with dad and, oh look, I tell you, like a fresh carrot that is just pulled up out of the dirt, you wash it with the hose and chomp into it, is quite phenomenal in terms of flavour. And a carrot today is nothing like a carrot that I ate back in the 1970s, and I really miss that flavour. Tomatoes are the same. We used to grow corn, onions, a whole bunch of different veggies, and you just can't beat the stuff that you're growing in your own garden. Now, we had a lot of space, and we used to grow a lot of extra, and then bottle them and all that sort of thing. And we tend not to do that now. So we tend, like, the yards are smaller, the houses are bigger. People don't have the time or the inclination to be planting vegetables. The seeds are being genetically modified more and more to be consistent and more hardy and less prone to pests and diseases and so forth. And so we're eating less and less away from what we used to eat, and more towards whatever they want us to eat. And I guess the same is true when it comes to the different types of meats and fishes and that kind of thing. And then we've got the fact that, like, when I was a kid, I was always out on my bike. I was out in the backyard. As soon as I get home from school, I'd be out on my bike. I'd ride to school, I'd ride back home. I would be then riding around to a friend's place. We'd get on our bikes and we'd just ride around all weekend. We'd just ride around all weekend. We'd go all over the place, playing sport, doing all that kind of stuff, being very active and having no idea what I should be eating, just eating when I was hungry and doing all that kind of stuff. But our children nowadays are just generally way more inactive for a variety of reasons. But obviously when I was a kid, the electronic technology didn't exist like it does now. I said it wasn't an opportunity to do that. The biggest thing that we had was TV. And so being able to, you know, just sit in front of the TV and watch TV. So things like that have changed. And then when it comes to, like, I started this session talking about my mum and dad and the rules that were in place for them. The challenge now for people is that housing, certainly in my hometown here in Melbourne, the estate that I'm walking through now, which is my own estate, I would say the average house in here is probably closer to 800,000 or 900,000 now. That's for the average house. So mine's a bigger house, so mine is worth more than that. It's not a first home buyer's market in this estate. Now, there are other estates around here. I'm in the best estate in our region here, but, you know, it's expensive. And so if people want to live in estates like this, then unless they've got a dual income, it becomes very, very challenging for most people in order to be able to afford to live here. So then you've got that issue. So both families are working, the food choices then at night time. So I ran right now, for instance, as people are starting to finish their work and start to head home. They're thinking about, and it's a Thursday at the time of recording this, so People are like, oh, well, it's Thursday, I can't be bothered, cooking, so what do we have? We'll get some takeaway food. What's in the takeaway food? Well, around here, probably the most accessible and popular choices would be things like McDonald's, KFC, pizza, fish and chips, and one other one I was thinking of, like Chinese or Indian food, that kind of thing. So what is it, do you normally get in those options? Well, normally it's higher caloric loading, it's got less plant-based food in there, high energy carbohydrates in there. So you could be looking at, if let's just say that for most people that aren't working out and are not that active, probably should be having around the 350 to 400 calorie meal. Now, the typical takeaway meal is going to be easily double that, and depending on the serve that you have, it could be way more than that. So some people could find themselves consuming the entire day's calories in that one meal. But of course, they've eaten other meals as well. So it becomes a bit of a pattern for people when they're just eating more and more of that type of food. And people become more complacent, they become more tired because of the food that they're consuming, and the less active that they're being. So that normally perpetuates that cycle of doing more and more of that. And it is a little bit addictive with that type of food. And so before you know it, a kilo has gone on, and then a kilo and a half, and maybe 2 kilos. And it just becomes really a hard cycle for people to break. And then, depending on what's going on in the household, often it's easier for a single person to make some different decisions. But if it's in the same household and one partner wants to change and the other one doesn't, it becomes very hard for that person who wants to change to change, because there's so much force and pressure against them. Normally what happens is that the whole household turns the same way. So it's very common to be out and about and you see the overweight parents with the overweight children, because they're all adopting the same lifestyle. Our children are very clever and they learn from what it is that they're observing. So they observe us, what we're doing. If we have good habits, they adopt good habits. If we have poorer habits, they adopt poorer habits. Now, could it be said that even if you have good habits, the kids can adopt bad habits? Well, of course. But it comes down to normally their environment. So if they're, as the older they get, they're hanging out with people that maybe have disempowering habits, then obviously they're going to also have those disempowering habits potentially as well if they continue to hang out with those groups. And so, just in my lifetime, we've gone from a general culture of being, very active and growing our own foods, eating healthier more often, to being less active, eating more processed foods, less cooking ourselves, less nutrition going into our bodies, and a poorer quality of food just generally as well, because of all the modifications that have taken place. There's a lot of challenges there. So why am I telling you all this? Well, it's just interesting to observe what has happened just in my lifetime that I can remember. So probably in the last 40 years, there have been these changes. So what's going to happen in the next 40 years? Well, who knows? I think that there will be, in many ways, a greater health crisis. And I think that will be mental health. I think that's going to be the issue that takes over the strain on our health system. And we can already see that. I mean, the biggest killer of men in Australia, I haven't verified to see whether this is the same in the US, but the biggest killer of men in Australia is dementia. What's dementia? It's the mind. So do you think that there's any link between the food that we eat, the lack of plant-based food that we're eating as well? I'm not talking about going vegan or vegetarian. I'm just saying that most adults are eating way too little in plant-based food, so they're not getting that nutrients and fiber into their body. They're eating more processed food. They're becoming less active. They're using their minds less and less. Why? Because we've got this little thing called Google and a phone where we can do anything with it. And what's going to happen with that over the next 40 years? Well, we're going to be just wearing the technology all the time. I mean, I wear a watch My Apple Watch, it communicates with me all the time. The phone is always on me, or if it's, you know, less than 10 meters away from me, my watch will give me everything that I need anyway. So there's going to be more and more wearable devices. I've already seen when I was over in LA, a guy was talking about very, very much into the tech, very, very clever guy, highly successful, very wealthy, and he was talking about the glasses, which already exist, but he's talking about they're becoming more mainstream. So take your, say your normal reading glasses or sunglasses or whatever, and everything that you are, say, hearing Siri say right now, will just display on a screen on one lens or two lenses or whatever it is. And so the glasses are going to be, you're going to be just talking through those, and the information will just appear before your eyes. So what is that going to do? It's going to make you have access to all this information that we have access to now, but there'll be more information as well, and we won't have to think as much. I find myself doing this sometimes now as well, where I'm not just looking for or trying to think of the answer myself. I'm like, oh, let me just search it, let me just look it up, let me just Google it and see. And so it'll become more and more like that. So that's not going to support our mental health, which means that the dementia problem in Australia for men is going to get worse and worse. They're going to lose more people that way. So, you know, there's a real danger that we're just going to get poorer and poorer health outcomes unless we take control of it. And I tell you all of this, and if you're listening to this right now, it means that you are not one of these people that is just going to give up. You're one of those people that wants to get more. You're striving for further and further success. And if you are conscious of the changes that you need to make, only you know what it is that you're doing. You know, if you're having takeaway, you know, a couple of times a week. I would say if you're having takeaway food a couple of times a week and it's nutrient poor food, it's too much. It's too much. You can have it once a week, once every now and then, but if you're doing it multiple times a week, it's really not supporting your health, then you've got to make some changes there. If you're not active right now, then you need to do something about it. If you're not doing strength training, you need to do something about that. You should be doing strength training. If you're not doing any cardio and just going out for a walk like I'm doing right now, you need to change that. You need to be doing that. You need to be putting your heart under some stress so your breathing goes a little bit harder. You need to make sure that you improve your sleep hygiene and that you're doing all those things, that you're taking care of all the other aspects of your health as well, having a full physical, having your, pardon me, every year, making sure that you do have your annual blood test, at least annually, to see how's everything going. Establish a really solid relationship with a good allied health professional or professionals. If you've got things wrong, if you've got aches and pains and things that just shouldn't be there, they're in the joint or they're just unusual pains that haven't come from some recent exercise or whatever, then chances are you need to have it checked out and just see what's going on there. It's better to be safe and address it now rather than wait for something else to occur down the track. I have a skin inspection every year, once a year, just to go over my skin to see is everything okay, is there anything unusual. So the worst case scenario is that I've got a year between when I was last inspected and when it's going to be picked up next time. So I only do those things because I'm focused on it. I know how important all of these things are. We're only here for such a short time if you think about it. I mean, I think about how quickly the last 40 years has gone. I think about how old my girls are now, 15 and 17, and how quickly that time has gone. And it seems literally like last week when I took Emily, my eldest one, who turns 18 next year, to prep. The very first day, I still remember it. And I still remember it for my youngest daughter as well, but my eldest one's obviously the first away. And it feels like it was just last week. I was like, man, time goes by so quickly, it's so precious. And some people say, oh, well, it doesn't matter, I've lived a good life. Well, I would say, what if you could live an extra 10, 20, 30 years? And some people have the attitude, well, that'd be too long because I'll be too stressed, I'll be too this. I mean, really, is that what we've come to? Is that where we've come to, where we really only think that a good 60 years of our life is really what things are about? 60 or 70, it's like, yeah, look, I've had enough now. I've spent the last 10 years of my life just eating, drinking, doing whatever I want because I've worked hard up to this point and deserved it. Well, I think I'll probably live to the longest in my family tree because I'm the healthiest in my family tree. There's a lot of bad genetics within my family tree as well, and who knows whether some of those things will fall my way. But I'm not leaving it to chance, and I'm taking ownership of it so that I can live the life that I want to live. So take some inspiration from today so that you can have an assessment at this time of the year when you will probably have some more reflection time because you've got a little bit more time in your schedule, and just think about, how can I improve myself? I know I talked about this a couple of days ago, but I think it's such a great opportunity at this time of the year to be digging deeper into what you're capable of achieving. Because as I said, life is way too short and you deserve to live your best life. I would just ask you, are you? Are you doing all that you can? And the chances are that you're not, because I know that I can do more as focused as I am. I spend most of my time working in the health, fitness and wellness industry, but I still know that I can be doing more, should be doing more. Well, there's always an improvement opportunity. Even if it's that, you know, like 1% or something like that, there's always a way that we can achieve a little bit more. So take today and do it. Identify what you can do better. So if you want to connect with me, I work with people all around the world. And if you're listening to this prior to midnight on the 24th of December, and I have set that so that it's Australian time, but if you're around the globe, and obviously we're ahead of most of the world, then I will honour that to midnight on Christmas Eve on your time zone. I've got a dozen gifts up there right now, gifts of health and fitness, ranging from $12 to some weekly commitments to some monthly commitments, and to one-off payments, all designed to give you tailored approaches to get a better version of you happening. And so if you can't find anything that's right for you there, opt in for a free consultation at mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and just connect with me. Let's start a conversation. Let's make 2023, or whichever point you're listening to this in your lifetime, your best year, the best you, the best looking you, the best health of you, the best energy of you, the best focus of you. Because look, no one else is going to put in the love and support and care that you will give to yourself. Because as much as people say they care about you, no one will care about you as much as you should care about you. So stay safe, stay healthy. Christmas is almost here. Ho, ho, ho. See you tomorrow.